This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
Roland Martin back from vacation. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, my people. Hope all is well. Had a fabulous time on vacation at Disney World. I made it clear, Tom, my nieces, y'all on vacation, I'm on vacation. You go Disney World, I'm playing golf. See y'all at dinner. So, you know, now some folks get, you can't enjoy yourself. I had a great time. So let's get right to it, Tom. I remember last fall when I spoke at several HBCUs, and when I would mention the Parent Plus loan, man, I would hear all kinds of groans from the audience. And it was later when I was talking with some other folks to understand why some 14,000 HBCU students are estimated who did not return to campus in the fall as a result of a change in the procedures by the Department of Education. This has really gotten a lot of folks in the HBCU community really ticked off. And joining us this morning to chat about it is Johnny Taylor, who is the CEO of the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. Hey, Johnny, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. For the folks who don't know exactly, what is this Parent Plus loan, and why has it caused such consternation among HBCU parents and students?
Well, the Parent Plus loan is a vehicle, an instrument that the government allows for students after the Pell Grant and other Stafford loans. Most of us are aware of the traditional Stafford loans. After that, it helps fill the gap so that a student can afford to attend college. Essentially, what it does is allows the parents' credit to be taken into consideration, and they give the students a gap loan so that they can afford to enroll in a school.
Okay, so in other words, if the parents have bad credit, there's still a way for them to get their kids some student loans.
Well, that's the way it was, Tom, until October of 2011, when the Department of Education essentially went in and reinterpreted the rules. So it's very clear there was no change in the law or the regulations. It was an interpretation by the Department of Education Secretary, Arnie Duncan, and the administration, who said, going forward, you and your family cannot have bad credit for the past 5 years. Before October of 2011, they looked at 90 days. Now they look back
bad credit in the past 5 years.
Now, of course, when you look, at the economy,
during 5 years, you can't have a repossession, you can't have an old utility bill that was over 90 days due. Any negative credit during the last 5 years would now disqualify you.
Now, Johnny, of course, you and others have been trying to meet with the Department of Education, meet with Secretary Duncan to get this change. As you said, it wasn't a change in the law. It was a reinterpretation. What has been the result of that, of those conversations?
Well, essentially nothing. I mean, the Secretary and I and members of NACIO and the United Negro College Fund, we all sat down and we had conversations last fall. And frankly, the coalition of HBCUs decided that we would not make this a big issue just before the election. None of us wanted to hurt the president's chances of reelection. And so we were kind of quiet on the issue publicly. But we were promised last fall, October, November, that this address, they would take this issue back up immediately after the election. Here we are now, and we've had no movement. We have children, once again, as you pointed out, 14,000. 616, to be exact, HBCU students were affected last year. NPR covered a story of a young woman at Spelman who would have been a junior this year, biology major, pre-med, who is now working at a Chinese takeout restaurant simply because her mother, single mother, medical assistant, could not afford, they would not give her a student loan that she had received in the past. So this young woman had received the Parent Plus loan twice, freshman and sophomore year. All of a sudden, reinterpretation, she now has to drop out and is working at a Chinese takeout restaurant. This is happening all over America.
Johnny, you said that, I saw a story where you said that you guys are considering that if they don't make any changes, taking the Obama administration to court to get this changed, correct?
Yes. And listen, we clearly don't want to sue anyone. As I said in that same article, we're not itching for a fight. However, What we need to do is take this through the executive branch, which is what we've been doing, speaking with the administration. We're also requesting the support, and this is where your radio audience can help us. We're taking this also through the legislative branch, which is talking to CBC members, any congressperson, Republican, Democratic, or otherwise, Republican, Democratic, or otherwise, saying go out and make the call. So hopefully we can get some support. I'm speaking with the secretary on Wednesday this week, Secretary Duncan. We've raised this issue, and we said, listen, Mr. Secretary, it's really important to note that this is not just an HBC issue. Now, obviously, I represent HBCUs, so this is why I'm talking about this issue. But this is an American issue. This applies to black children on majority campuses. This applies to white children. This applies to any poor and middle-class family whose, you know, during this last 5 years, our communities have been decimated, particularly the African-American community. And no matter what school you're going to, we know that children are being sent home. Because the change of this interpretation has affected them negatively.
Now, on the other end, our HBCUs, over 90% of their students are there on student loans. When you have all these students who don't qualify for student loans anymore, Morehouse, I hear, has got to furlough some of their faculty because they don't have the money to pay. And so a lot of faculty members are being furloughed because of this new interpretation of the law. But what I'm confused about is if this program was designed to help parents who have bad credit get loans, why all of a sudden a new interpretation of the law prevents parents with bad credit to get loans for their students? I'm confused.
We all look confused, but to be clear now, the law wasn't intended necessarily to help parents with bad credit, but it was to not hurt parents who had bad credit. You know, if they looked at it initially and said, listen, if over 90 days you have someone who just is not going to pay their bills, then there's understandably the government could reject those. But over 5 years, you know what our community has experienced over the last 5 years, Tom?
Yeah.
We have doubled the unemployment rate of the white community. So to look back over 5 years during this particular period of time is untenable. It's unfortunate, and that's what's happened here. But again, our focus is clearly this has had a profound effect on HBCUs, but this is an American issue. There is no reason in the world that you should have a student who's a sophomore or junior who's received these loans in the past all of a sudden unilaterally told you no longer you're rejected from receiving this award going forward, yeah. And so you have to go back home. This at a time when the administration says it wants to double the number of college graduates, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. This is the issue we can't be quiet about. We can't talk about getting out of poverty. Can't talk about increasing wages by getting education.
And you meet the Secretary of Education this week?
We speak with him on Wednesday. I'll be speaking with him on Wednesday morning. And I want you to think about something. All the listening audience, you need to
real
call
quick.
Your congressman real
right.
quickly. The same student who has been denied a $20,000 plus loan, that same parent can go get a $20,000 car loan. Tell me that something's not wrong with that.
Mm. Yes,
Johnny Taylor. Thurgood Marshall College Fund. We surely appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just got a text, and they said the same issues are with the grad plus loans, too.
Wow.
Well, we'll be calling Secretary Duncan's office to get him on this show, Tom, this week.
Okay. All right.